Well, if I am a waterfront property owner, it's Charlie, so I have a very high interest in that. I will tell you that I think the BCA, particularly when we had the problem with the growth of the lake, took a leadership role in trying to make sure the lake was maintained. To have it all behind my house, it made sort of a canoe trip water because it was so thick. They got people in, they got the other, I think there was, Jane probably knows, six other organizations. Believe it or not, this lake has six community associations on it or something like that, that are owners, either Randall and Wood Lake, they make up the majority, we're not the only. So they got a lot of people involved and tried to address the problem. And as Charlie mentioned, if they could address it, well, my next door neighbor, Mr. Smith's wife, was head of the committee that dealt with that issue, went to the county, got agreements, I guess donated, I don't know, 10,500 cart that were sterile to help clean out the lake. So I think that in that one instant, there was good involvement to protect that asset. And I'll tell you one more thing real quickly. I'm inside of the Resource Protection Act here in my house. I made an addition. I had to get approval from not only the county, from the BCA, from the Chesapeake Bay Act to make changes to my house because it could affect the quality of the water. And they had to agree that I had a zero impact to make those changes. So I think that was a good program. The county involved did a great job.